Bite.
Time now to get iTuned in to Lisi Bite number 6. I remember a time when iTunes was not only inaccessible to us as blind people, but it was predominantly concerned with transferring music from our CD collection to an iPod. Times have changed, and Apple now have a rich array of songs, movies, TV shows, and other items you can purchase online from their huge store. Some people find iTunes confusing and tricky to use. When we asked people how we could make life easier in this regard, they told us they wanted two things. First, to know whether an item was available on iTunes. There's no point in loading it up if what they want to buy isn't there. Second, to read about new releases or items which are popular. We've dealt with both of these topics in Lisi Search.
Lisi Search Dialog, List 1, List View, Google 1 of 20.
Having launched Lisi Search again, I'll press letter I for iTunes, then press Enter.
iTunes. Enter. Select iTunes Category Dialog, List 1, List View, Search iTunes on the Web, 1 of 6.
Now I have several options available. Search iTunes on the Web. This does exactly what it says. You can search for an item, read a biography of the music artist, and even preview the song.
Use iTunes Power Search.
This launches the iTunes program, whereupon you can perform a more advanced search as an alternative to typing something directly into the edit field of the iTunes Store page. The next four options deliver new item information.
New music, new movies, new TV shows, new audiobooks.
Let's begin with the first item, search iTunes on the web.
Home, search iTunes on the web.
Having pressed the home key this time to move to the top of the list, I'll press enter.
Enter, search iTunes on the web dialog. Please type what you would like to search for on iTunes, then press enter. For recent searches, type recent edit.
I'll search for Meghan Trainor's song, All About That Bass.
All About That Bass.
Press enter.
Enter. Song, album, or artist search dialog. List 1, list view. Song, 1 of 3.
We're now being asked to specify what kind of search we would like. Is it a song, album title, or artist name? Use the down arrow key to select the criteria. I'll just press enter, as it's a song, which is the default option.
Enter, please wait. iTunes results.
We now have a screen available, which should be self-explanatory. It shows the artist's name, the album the song comes from, the song title, which is hyperlinked, the price, whether the song contains explicit content, which this one does not, and a link to download a short sample of the song. This is a file which you can play in your media player of choice. I'll let you hear a few of these examples.
Artist, Meghan Trainor. Album, All About That Bass Single. Link, All About That Bass. Price, 0.99.
So it's 99 pence, because I'm in Britain and Lisi knows that. So she's giving us the iTunes results relative to our country.
Link, download All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor sample. Blank, artist, Meghan Trainor. Album, Now That's What I Call Music 89. Link, All About That Bass. Price, 0.99. Link, download All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor sample.
What I really like about this is that although that is the same song, I can see the different albums on which it's featured.
Artist, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Album, Historical Misappropriation. Link, All About That Bass feat, Kate Davis. Price, 0.99. Link, download All About That Bass feat, Kate Davis by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox sample.
So this is a very good way of finding out whether something is available. I'll press enter on the first link, that's for the single.
iTunes results. Artist, Meghan Trainor. Album, All About That Bass Single. Link, All About That Bass. Enter, All About That Bass link. Page ready.
After a short pause, we're taken to the relevant page. We have a number of options. We can obtain a preview of it.
Preview available tracks from All About That Bass Single by Meghan Trainor button.
Pressing insert up arrow immediately told me that I'm on the preview button, and it told me the name of the song. If I press space, I should be able to listen to it. Alternatively, you can press the letter B in order to move through the buttons on the page, which gives some very useful options.
Listen on Apple Music button.
We can listen to the item on Apple Music.
View All About That Bass single in iTunes button.
We can view it in iTunes, which will also give us the opportunity of purchasing it.
One button.
And now we get to a button labeled 1. This means it's the first track that's available. That is used for previewing purposes. If we press down arrow,
All About That Bass,
you'll see that the button above it corresponds to the title, which is All About That Bass. If I arrow back up to it,
one button,
and press space, I can press the space bar again, which will pause the item from being played. We can also read information about it.
28 Sep 2014.
That's the release date.
Heading level 2 about Meghan Trainor. Blank. Pop singer and songwriter Meghan Trainor had already devoted most of her life to music when she scored her first hit in 2014 when she was 20 years old.
You've got lots of biographical information there if you'd like to read it. If you did want to buy the song All About That Bass, what would you do? You would activate the button to view it in iTunes.
View All About That Bass single in iTunes button.
I'll press space.
Space.
Now I can read reviews about it.
Customer reviews heading level 2.
Because a new page has opened. If you press the letter B though,
view in button,
there is a view in button. Press space.
Space. View in button. iTunes library sidebar tree view 2 of 23. Back button.
And iTunes has now opened. If we tap repeatedly,
tab, music button, tab, library radio button not checked, tab, store radio button, tab, store page, view in button.
We're now on the same page in iTunes, and we're able to buy it. If we press the letter B, eventually we'll get to the button in order to do so.
99 pence buy button.
And there it is, right there. So, if you just want to use Leesy Search to preview something on the web, you do not need iTunes installed. The iTunes Power Search feature does require iTunes to be available on the machine. It will launch a form into which you can type a song title, artist name, and select from a range of categories. The category selection consists of a combo box, which you can manipulate with the up and down arrow keys. You may or may not need to enter JAWS Forms mode first by pressing Enter on the combo box. The new release information is self-explanatory. I'll launch Leesy Search again and select Movies.
Leesy. Leesy Search Dialog. List 1 List View. Google 1 of 20. iTunes. Enter. Select iTunes Category Dialog. List 1 List View. Search iTunes on the web.
And arrow down until we find New Movies.
Use iTunes Power Search. New Music. New Movies.
Press Enter.
Enter. Select iTunes Movies Category Dialog. List 1 List View. Top Movies. 1 of 1.
There is currently only one category in this list. There are multiple categories in other searches. To read about the top movies, press Enter.
Enter Explicit Content Dialog. Would you like to read about items containing explicit content? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
You are now asked whether you would like to see movies with or without explicit content. Make your selection by pressing the letters Y or N, and again, press Enter.
N, please wait. Page has 50 headings and 165 links.
The results which are retrieved are local to your country. Each new release is denoted by a new link and heading. Press Enter on any item to read more about it.
The Escorts heading level 2 link visited. John Wick, chapters 1 and 2, heading level 2 link.
I'm just pressing the letter H in order to move through these headings.
My name is Lenny, heading level 2 link.
And Shift H to move back.
John Wick, chapters 1 and 2, heading level 2 link. The Escorts heading level 2 link visited.
We'll press Enter on this movie.
Enter, new tab page. The Escorts heading level 2 link visited. The Escorts on iTunes page has 2 frames, 6 regions, 26 headings and 86 links. The Escorts heading level 1, link HD. 15. Blank. Heading level 2, Joe Syracuse and Lisa Addario. Heading level 4, about the film. Blank. Guy Carter, Jason Biggs. American Pie is an award-winning graduate student and has a beautiful wife and a baby on the way. The only problem? He's been trying to find work in his field for a year with no luck. At wit's end, his wife finds him a job as a driver. However, as Guy shows up for the interview, thinking he'll be delivering pizzas, he quickly realizes it's a job driving escorts.
Okay, let's move down the page a little bit further, because there's quite a bit of description here.
Heading level 4 credits. Heading level 5 actors. Link Jason Biggs. Link Janet Montgomery. Link Ashley Tisdale. Link Bria L. Murphy. Link Jenny Mollen.
And notice they're all hyperlinked, so if you press enter on any actor name, you'll be able to see more information.
Customer reviews heading level 4. Great fun 5 stars heading level 5 graphic by Jake's Nuts. Bland, like American Pie meets Pretty Woman, but wilder.
I think we'll leave it there. We'll press Alt F4 to close this down. So, Leesy Search not only provides you with information to help you work or study, but through her help, there are hours of fun and entertainment in front of you.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/leesybites.